We are on the fly at the Fun Fly Zone today. It's a little cloudier than yesterday, but it's not raining. Tim Bogenhagen, who is, are you exactly the director of the Fun Fly Zone? Is that what they call you now, or the captain, or the big man?
No, I'm not the director.
The big
directors have corner offices. I don't have a corner office. I got a cube in the basement. I'm the liaison.
They hide you down there and pull you out once a year.
Yeah, once a year they pull me out for the fun fly.
Tell us what's going on down here at Fun Fly Zone this year. It's always fun coming down here. A lot of activity. Even during the middle of the day, they're flying here.
Yeah, we're flying all day long here. First, I want to say thanks for coming on down and sharing our information down here, because the Fun Fly Zone is the place where ultralights and light planes and light sport and home-built rotorcraft that are flying now. We might hear them in the background fly.
Yeah. It's a good sound.
And we also got some new things flying this year, some STOL planes. We got the EAA STOL Invitational down here. We got paragliders, the Paradigm team that does the air show on the main ramp area,
okay,
you know, the main runway. And we got 3D RC planes.
3D, is that like as in 3D printed
it's
RC?
It's wild. Let me tell you.
Jeff, how's that work?
Well, I saw them last night, and these things fly at night. They're flying 9:30 at night. These things are one-third scale airplanes.
How do they see them when they're...
I have no idea. I tell you what, they're full of lights, so they're bright as all get out. They're flying at night, so they contrast the night sky very well. But these guys flying them are amazing. I couldn't even follow with my eyeballs the things these guys were doing. The tumbling, the turns, the twists,
wow,
the loops, the rolls, the sideways, the upside down, the standing on the tail without even moving. Freaked me out.
You know, I when I was 12, I had an RC plane, and I tried to fly it in the evening a little too late, and I lost it. It went away. It went bye-bye. So they must have some technology.
They got something.
That we didn't have back in those days.
But, you know, the Fun Fly Zone is such a cool place. It's all about the volunteers. You know, EAA built on volunteers. The Fun Fly Zone is just full of dedicated volunteers that want to enable people to bring their flying machines here and have fun.
Yeah.
And do it safely. You know, we got a really
Everyone's got a smile on their face down here.
Good to hear. That's what we like. Yeah, I know you're smiling right now.
I love it down here.
Yeah. So, you know, the important thing for us is safety. We got an active runway down here. We got a 1,200-foot grass strip, by the way, which has been mown like three times in the last week and rolled three times with a commercial roller. That
nice
stuff is
smooth
like glass out there this year. But it's active flight operations. Right now we're looking at helicopters and gyroplanes. And the beauty of this is that it's all run by volunteers. The FAA does not run this runway or control the operation. EAA volunteers do it.
That's awesome. Yeah, and they do it well.
They really do. They, you know, safety is top priority here. And second thing is have fun. You know, let's keep it light. Let's keep it have fun. But above all, safety, very tight pattern, very tight procedures. Pilots go through a daily briefing before they get to fly. I mean, it's serious business to fly here. And you got to stay within the pattern. You got to follow the procedure. You know, there's no cowboy, no hot dogging, no freestyling, as they would say.
Right.
So that's really important. And we got pilots here that come to Oshkosh and just want to be a part of the world's largest fly-in and really take that to heart, and they do a great job when they're flying.
That's awesome. Tim, tell us a little bit about some of the special stuff you have going on down here this year.
All right. Well, you know, we've been already talking about the runway. The other special things is this Twilight Flight Fest. And the Twilight Flight Fest actually happens after the airport closes. 8 o'clock, airport shuts down, normal Whitman Regional Airport operations end. Well, EAA thought it'd be a good idea to have some more activity at night.
So, other than the night air show twice a week.
On the nights that the night air show twice a week, the Wednesday and Saturday, aren't happening, down here in the Fun Fly Zone grass runway, we got the Twilight Flight Fest, which is run by EAA Air Show Operations, the same folks that run the main air show.
Okay.
Come down here and run this show at night under a special waiver. And what they're doing is they're doing the STOL planes for the EAA STOL Invitational.
What used to be the Valdez STOL, now
used
it's...
used to be the Valdez STOL. So many of the people actually come down from Alaska and actually participate in the Valdez competition that's held up in Alaska.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But it's not Valdez down here. This is EAA. So
right.
This is the EAA STOL Invitational.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then also we have the Paradigm team of powered paragliders.
Yep.
doing a really cool show at night with some lights on them, doing some demonstrations of what they do. We got a couple skydivers that drop in the, what are they called? The Patriot skydiving team. They did a great job last night.
So really, if people haven't been down here to check this out in the evening, they really should get down here this week. Not tonight, obviously, because it's night air show night. But Thursday and Friday nights, you'll have a lot of activity going on down here.
Absolutely.
We got some gentlemen here with us that actually are part of the Stoll Invitational. Am I right? We've got a couple guys that have been with the operation for a little while. Ed Doyle and Joe Pops Dory are with us. Ed, welcome. Thanks for coming and joining us on the radio today.
Thank you very much for having us down here. We really appreciate the opportunity to help spread the word about what Stoll is. And for a lot of you who don't even know what the word is or how to spell it, it's S-T-O-L. The Stoll stands for Short Takeoff and Landing. So what we try to do and show the general aviation crowd what to do is to take off from a line, and they actually measure our distance from our takeoff at the line to when we leave the grass or the ground, and that's one measurement. Then we'll fly around the pattern, come back and land over the line and come to a complete stop, and they give us a second measurement. So this is supposed to be Stoll demonstrations. So we're just supposed to be demonstrating this to the public and to the community here, but you get a bunch
but
of...
But there's always a but. There's always a but.
The but is you get a bunch of pilots together, and there has to be a little friendly competition. So we're having a great time, and we want to thank EAA for having us here. We feel like we've been treated like kings and queens, and we really enjoy it. We have members from coast to coast and border to border here. I believe there's 15 of us flying, but it's from all over the area. We're well represented from the Midwest, but we have people from Maine and a lot of them from clear over towards the West Coast, so we're well represented.
Wow, that's great, Ed. You know, it sure is a thrill to see the planes out there. I was watching you last night, and there was thousands of people lined up along the fence line here, just oohing and ahhing over the short operation. So thank you so much for you and your group and coming here, traveling the long distances you do. I know some people have actually come down from Alaska in Valdez where they have this competition too, right?
That's absolutely correct. Actually, the couple that puts it on for us and keeps us together are from Alaska. They're from just north of Anchorage area, and they come down and they make all the contacts and keep us centered and together and everything lined up time-wise. But a number of us have actually competed at the Valdez Stoll competition in Alaska, and that was really the first and true Stoll that
when
was ever
did that
put together.
Start, Ed? How
actually
long ago
it started
that?
A number of years ago, where several Alaska bush pilots, I'm sure, were bragging about how short they could land or short they could take off from little backcountry strips, and decide they should have some friendly competition. And it got started at a little airport up there called Gulcana. And this would have probably been back in the, I'm guessing, maybe 80s. I can't give you the exact date.
So it's been quite a while.
It's been some time back. And then because of insurance purposes, that airport decided that they couldn't put it on anymore. They were getting too many people, too many airplanes, so they moved it over to the little town of Valdez, Alaska, which is a wonderful, unique place. The flying is great. Have a lot of wonderful facilities there. And a number of us have been to Alaska and competed in the Valdez. And now we have several people that come down from Valdez to Oshkosh to help put it on down here. So we all enjoy it.
You know, I've watched some YouTube videos of the Stoll competition, the Valdez up there. And I notice it looks to me like the wind is always howling. Is the wind just always howling there?
Well,
it looks windy.
Of course, we all love to put our noses into the wind and take off into the wind because it helps our takeoff distances. But no, I wouldn't say it always howls, but normally while the weather is cool, we have some breeze in Valdez, and certainly it's the ultimate place to show off for short takeoffs and landings. But we've had two great evenings here and expect to have another couple. We'll fly again tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. And again on Friday at evening, or Friday again at 8 o'clock. So anybody that would like to see some airplanes just out having fun and taking off short, why, please come down to the ultralight field on the grass and watch us, and that helps us.
You know, I'm real curious about the types of airplanes that we're flying out here, Ed. You know, I mean, last night when I was out here, I heard the announcer say that there was like a regular stock Cub out there, but it maybe had a 100 horsepower engine. And I know, Jeff, you got a PA-11. Would that be something
it's
that you'd be interested in doing, maybe? Or
I would probably have to modify my PA-11 to do what they're doing. I think most of you guys have modified the airplanes pretty. I know Jerry Burr's over there, and that airplane, he's lighting that thing. I don't think he's taken everything off the airplane other than what's necessary to actually fly.
Tell us a little bit about the types of planes and what you do to make them really acceptable to be able to do sort of thing.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll cover that in just a second. J-Mont G, we're on the fly down at the ultralight runway. We're literally right in front of the ultralight runway in the Fun Fly Zone. You're listening to On the Fly on EA Radio.